Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There are things you see in your life that let you know you're getting older.
Okay.
But one person in this room may have discovered the ultimate indicator that you are not as cool as you used to be.
Yeah.
Because past your clothes, your haircut, what music you listen to, the content of this really sends home how much things have changed.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So we're sitting around in the commercial break on Friday.
Yeah.
And Tommy says, out of nowhere,
yeah,
what might be one of the smartest things you've ever said in your life.
Yeah. So we were talking about things you would have in your trunk right now. Mm-hmm. And one of the things you were talking about, like hiding it from my wife, was getting my grandson a slot car set and just hiding it in the trunk till he's ready for it. My wife wouldn't know.
Yeah, she ain't gonna know. Yeah.
And I started thinking, like, how lame has my trunk become?
Lame trunk.
It's very Shakespearean.
My trunk used to house pornography for gifts.
Uh-huh.
I handed out, much like any kind of fairy or godfather, that would hand out pornography to people around town.
The porn fairy?
The porn piper.
By the way, he's not joking. This was a real thing that happened.
I was a porn piper.
Yes, you were. Yeah.
I would see him, I would get about pornography, and I would have like cigar stuff in there and like other kind of crap a single guy in his 40s would have.
All the creepy fun you could imagine.
Yes. And now it would hold. Right now in my trunk, there's a baby car seat. And there's like Ziploc bags of just crap for the kids.
Okay. Don't say that out loud.
No, I just, yeah, and I never would. But yeah, like you used to have a trunk full of expectations or anticipations, and now that's all gone.
That is so smart.
Mm.
That is very profound.
Your trunk has become lame.
It's got a case of water in it. I never drank water.
Remember when he made fun of me for having the case of water in the trunk?
Yes, he did.
But I can't remember when I like, now I have to drink water all the time. I never thought about drinking water when I was 40.
Yeah.
Well, which is weird. Oh, my God. I need
40 is the age you should have started thinking about.
I should have, but I never, like, oh, my God.
You're a little late to the water game.
I need a bottle of water. I saw other people doing it. Not for water wasn't for me.
Okay.
F water.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You put it perfectly. How did you put it? Trunk?
Well, it was a trunk full of expectations.
Okay. A chest of just in case.
Yeah.
Right?
Like you were anticipating some fun about to break out.
Yes.
Right? Whether it was summer stuff, winter stuff, whatever.
And you had to keep it on you at all times in case this fun did break. Like, for example, when I was a kid, in my trunk, I would always keep a pair of cleats, baseball glove, hockey skates. There was always some kind of alcohol.
Like a pillow if you passed out somewhere.
Yes.
I also always had a cooler in my trunk.
Good call.
Oh.
Good call.
Always had to have a cooler.
Because all of those things could potentially happen at any time.
Yeah.
Because your life was awesome. Mm-hmm. I could play softball. I could play hockey. I could need liquor. I may need a cooler. Here's a pillow in case things go bad.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. And I'm with you, man. Now my trunk is kid stuff, a case of water, and a blanket.
Yeah. And it's glaring at you. Like, you don't have to even think about it. Just do the inventory check.
You're right, man. Does this count for women, too? How many
I don't think
smelly?
I really had anything fun in my trunk.
You didn't have a bag of smelly corsets?
Here's the thing. they don't need to bring fun provisions. That's our job.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
They don't have to bring anything.
That's a good call.
They bring the fun. They are the fun.
I would argue with that, too.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, the idea,
anticipation, the expectation, she's going to be fun.
Yeah, I don't think I ever had anything fun in my trunk.
You know, no fun in that trunk.
Go ahead. Say what you want to
no
say.
No trunk.
Nobody has.
I dare you.
Nobody has to say anything.
Girl had no trunk.
Your poor husband.
I think it was always empty.
You know how hard this is?
Go ahead.
No.
You got an empty trunk. What are you going to do? Some girls, you know, they had a full trunk.
Big old stuff trunk, son.
Oh, yeah. I kept stuff in there in case of emergency, but that's not fun.
Like no. What?
Like a blanket. I think I had water in there or something along those lines.
You know what's funny? Every girl I knew that had fun stuff always kept it in like the footwell of the front seat.
Yeah. I mean, I knew people that had messy cars. Like, where there'd be, like, a bottle rolling around every now and then.
Yeah, that's what women didn't have to hide the
but
fun.
But I always thought that was more, like, a messy thing and less a fun thing.
Oh, okay.
Like, they just kept everything in their car.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy has discovered, and he's absolutely right, that the older you get, the more lame your trunk becomes. You used to have a trunk of possibilities.
Yes.
Whatever could happen, right? You needed all this stuff in the back in case fun broke out, and now you realized last week your trunk is...
lame. Yeah, it's just it's age appropriate.
You know what?
I used to have lube. Now I got WD-40 because that back door's a squeaking.
Still works.
I think it would burn.
Okay. Yeah, don't actually do that. I'm just kidding. So you actually may have accidentally stumbled upon what we can all do to keep ourselves from aging. Don't take that stuff you used to have out of the trunk.
Yeah, but it's not going to go anywhere.
How do you know?
Those rubbers you're going to lose those to dry rot.
Yeah, no, you should take the stuff out of your trunk.
No. Hear me out.
Some of that stuff can get you in trouble.
What am I going to do in a cooler full of booze now?
If you have that stuff
you
used to have back in your trunk again, you may be inclined to use it.
All right. If it's there,
Every time you look in your trunk, it's a reminder of what your possibilities are. And sure, maybe a trunk full of pornography won't work for you now.
Yeah.
But the other stuff you had, I mean, if I had my baseball glove and there's people at the park playing, I could use it. Okay. If I have my skates and I stumble upon a pond, I have them there. Bottle of whiskey in case we need an injection of fun. Like, you could argue.
Yeah, but can't you get in trouble for, like, an open bottle of
closed
whiskey?
Closed bottle of whiskey. Okay. It's closed. Mm. But, like, tell me, being spontaneous is what keeps you feeling young.
It does.
And this allows spontaneity by having all the old stuff you drunk.
Yeah, but nobody wants your old ass jumping in on their hockey game, their pond hockey game.
Because
most likely those are a bunch of teenagers. Nobody wants dad joining the party.
Yeah, spontaneity kind of goes with age. Like, it wears out. Like, the things that spontaneous happen now is usually, like, shooting pain in my leg that I can't explain.
Yeah, you got to at least stretch for a minimum 30 minutes before you jump in on that softball game.
I'll get to stretch it, but I'm just saying, no. Mm-hmm. Like, you say spontaneity goes away. Does spontaneity go away because we're old? Or do we get old because we no longer allow spontaneity?
But is it also you lose interest in a lot of that stuff? Like, do you even really want to jump in on that?
I don't know. I don't have my glove or my skates or my bottle of whiskey. Mm. How do I know? I mean, the only thing you'd have to consider is if what you are keeping in your trunk is dangerous if you have kids. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. And most of that stuff you had in your trunk was for cruising around.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean?
What?
You're cruising around. You're looking for stuff.
Well,
you have some fun.
No, you and I were very different trunk people.
Oh, really?
You had a trunk full of porn and cigar stuff. I had a trunk full of sports stuff and a bottle of whiskey.
All right. Well, the whiskey gets you.
Yeah. But I don't think I can walk up to a random woman in a park and be like, hey, sweetheart, looking for a good time? I got this well whiskey here.
And some pornography.
How about some Mr. Baltimore? Is that going to wet your whistle?
Let's go back to your place and watch porn.
252 WCMF.
I brought lube. Hope it's in date.
252 WCMF. We got a pair of Franks waiting for us.
All right.
Let's start with Frank we know and love. Hey, Frank, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys, what a topic. I started laughing my head off here. Every day since 1978 or 79, I've always carried a little bag of weed in my glove compartment. I have one right now, as a matter of fact. I've always carried a bag of weed in case somebody, I'm somewhere where, hey, let's smoke a doobie or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always buried what has just struck me as being quite funny.
All right, but look, it's, I mean,
but he never let it go.
And that's what I'm saying. Frank, how old are you now, bud?
78.
All right, so he's 78 years old.
He's been burning since the 70s.
But he's also the happiest guy that calls the show all the time.
Like, he really, and he's the only happy guy that calls the show.
So that being said.
Oh, look, and I've worked my ass off for years and years doing what I did, the floral business. And I've always had, I don't know, I don't drink. I never did drink much at all. I just have always liked weed.
Okay, no, I say God bless you. Yeah. What I'm saying is I think it proves my theory that
What's
Frank
up?
Did not get old because he kept the spontaneity
right.
in the glove compartment.
All right.
There you go.
Yes, he kept his youth.
It's kept me young. Put it that way, it's kept me young.
Frank, thanks
all
for the,
these years have kept me young.
Thanks for the call,
you
buddy. Good to talk to you. You too. There goes Frank 1.
All right.
Let's see what Frank 2 has to say. Hey, Frank 2, how are you, buddy?
Hey, not bad. How are you guys today?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, first of all, second, the other Frank, you know, pro-legalized it, I guess. That's cool. 78. What did he say? 78 years old?
Yeah, he's 78 years old. Well, he's actually 40. He's just so high, he doesn't know how old he is.
God. God bless him. Well, I was thinking, pick up hockey, you, Pat, me, we're about the same age. I figure if we had that jungle juice in the truck, you know, like you said, a little injection before we got out of the car to play pickup hockey. The kids might not think that we're old and fat and slow.
That's not a bad idea.
No, now you just smell like whiskey.
I was gonna say, you might still be old and fat and slow. You just don't know it.
No, nothing says good idea, Frank, too. Like, I'm going to get smell
see,
like whiskey.
You want that kind of fun?
Well, no, I do, actually. It does sound like a lot of fun. I'm just smart enough not to know to do it. Frank, what's in your trunk right now?
I'm not going to plead the fifth about Frank number one, but I may be in his boat.
Okay, so you're keeping the fun with you.
Yeah, and it's I consider it medicine.
Okay, hey, God
me
bless.
Too.
God bless.
I got a whole medicine cabinet in the living room.
Frank,
hell
too.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, so the spontaneity is what keeps you feeling
young. It will keep you youthful.
But will you actually do those things, or do you just like the idea that like you can if you want?
But maybe that's enough to keep you young.
Puts a smile on your face.
Yeah, like that.
Hope.
Like, the, yes. No, that's it.
Hope.
Hope keeps you young. When hope dies.
Hope in the trunk.
You're really making this break hard for both of us to not get fired. Letting you know that right now.
It's your trunk, so I don't know what happens in there.
No, my trunk is hopeless.
You know, as you, Tommy, 252 WCMF, stumbles upon this brilliant observation that as you get older, your trunk gets lamer.
Yeah.
Right? You used to have hope in your trunk.
Mm-hmm.
You had possibilities in your trunk. Now you got things to keep you potentially safe and stuff mm-hmm. for the kids. There are other places in your life where this rule may apply. What about the garage?
Oh, like what you had in the garage back as a younger person?
So you're arguing you can open up somebody's trunk and probably guess pretty close how old they are.
Sure.
Can you tell the age of someone based on the contents of their garage?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What do you need to see?
If I see anything, I know you're old.
Yeah.
I haven't met you, mm-hmm. but if I see anything in that garage that says Chase Picken, your ass old.
Could be so handed.
It's about the brand?
Your ass old.
Could be handed down.
Yeah.
I could
I'm
be.
I'm thinking like most of the stuff we have in our and our garage is like a hand-me-down thing. It's an older brand. It's an older
stupid. I'm wrong.
I think it might be tough to tell by a garage.
You think so? I mean, the more tools you have, the older you'll be.
Yeah, because you keep collecting crap.
But that's not true because we have a ton because of people trying to give us their old tools.
All right.
I will tell you this. If you open up, an older person will have many ladders.
The more ladders you have.
I don't know why you keep buying ladders as you get older. Because in the beginning,
you
buy
older,
the high ladder.
You should stay off the ladders.
Well, see, when you're young, you buy the high ladder.
Okay, all right.
And clean them gutters.
Sure.
And get them lights fixed.
Yeah.
But every as you age, you realize that's how you're going to probably die, so the lower the ladder. But you never throw a ladder out. You'll die with your ladder.
I don't even think you could throw a ladder out. Have you ever seen anyone throw away a ladder?
Like, you have two daughters.
Yeah.
If you have ladders in your house.
I get two ladders.
They don't want them.
Well, they're going to need a ladder eventually.
Girls don't need ladders.
No, everyone needs a sturdy ladder.
No, but men bring the ladders to a relationship.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
Kimmy, did your husband bring the ladders?
He's a fireman. I hope he did.
You don't take them and bring them home. You
don't think he had to practice at home?
Practice ladder?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's the reason we have a ladder. We inherited it, but I don't know if I would ever use that ladder.
She ain't going up that ladder.
I'm not going on the roof.
All right. Can you make the same argument you've made for the trunk for the refrigerator? Can you tell someone's age based on what's in their fridge?
Yeah, there's stuff in it.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
There's actual food in it now.
Okay.
You saw my refrigerator when I was single living in Webster. I was 45, 50 years old.
Yeah.
Remember what was in it?
Yeah.
Nothing. Alcohol.
Okay, I was going to say. But you were 50. I would not have guessed it's a 50-year-old man.
I even had alcohol based on if I thought I was going to get laid. Like, I always kept white wine in my refrigerator for the chicks.
Uh-huh.
Because the ladies like the white wine.
And you're not gonna, and Tommy found out that white wine goes bad after 4 years. Yeah. No, but that's my point.
Yeah.
I would have looked in your fridge and thought you were 19. Yeah. You're a 50-year-old man.
But I mean, it was but there was hope in that fridge.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Now everything in my refrigerator is salt-free.
Look, to that point, right? Like,
I used to have salty girlfriends.
The more empty the fridge, the more hope in the man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's a great
absolutely.
Call. Yeah,
okay.
Put that on a t-shirt, sell it in the rock shop. There is one spot where you can never tell how old somebody is.
What's that?
In their kitchen area. That's the cereal section in your pantry.
Oh.
Right? Because there are some men that no matter how old they get, they will always have Captain Crunch, Lucky Charms, Reese's Peanut Butter Puffs.
Yeah.
Like if I would still buy that stuff if my wife allowed me to.
Okay. So cereal.
That's the saddest sentence.
Yes, it is.
But then here's the thing, too, Kimmy. There are some folks under 30 that are like, ooh, Honey Nut Cheerios, don't eat it for the cholesterol, just a delicious cereal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what does your cereal look like right now?
I don't know if we have cereal right now, but
is it because
I do buy
your husband
cereal?
Eats it by the box?
He doesn't eat breakfast. I told you this, remember? But my favorite is Cinnamon Toast Crunch. So if I do buy cereal, that is the go-to for me.
That might be the A number one power ranking of cereal.
Oh, never there tasted is, it.
You've never had Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
There's a few cereals I've never tasted.
Give me an example.
I didn't like
most of them.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
You've never had Cocoa Puffs?
No.
In your life?
My life. I'm telling you the truth. I never liked cereal as a kid.
That's so sad.
What is wrong?
I mean, I ate it, but it wasn't like, oh my God, I got to have cereal.
Are you a communist?
No.
Like, this is like how they find out you've been a spy the whole time. What is Cocoa Puffs? Do you have Fruity Pebbles?
No, that wasn't available when I was a kid.
Yes, it was.
No, Fruit Loops was available.
It had the Flintstones on the box.
Flintstones hadn't blown up yet.
Shut up.
I feel like we only had cereal in my pantry as a kid because of my dad.
Like Cheerios was the big one. That was like your base.
Just plain ass Cheerios.
Yeah.
You just ate plain ass Cheerios.
Well, I mean, don't forget when I was a kid, you didn't have all these options, man.
Oh my God, you had cereal as a kid. I've seen the commercials.
Like my big one was Cheerios or Alphabets.
Oh, I did like Alphabets. Those don't exist anymore.
Well, yeah, because everyone's texting now.
And nobody wants to read.
No, but they weren't the frosted alphabets. They were just like Cheerios, but in shapes of letters.
Yeah. It was basically Cheerios in letter form.
Okay. What is wrong with you, man?
I don't know. I didn't eat ice cream, and I didn't like soda.
You're the weirdest kid I've ever met in my life.
But my teeth are in really good shape.
Wow, good for you. I had no fun. Look at my teeth.
Oh, I had fun with my teeth. I was doing a little nibbling last night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where's that?
No, I just had some cereal. It was delicious.
No, you didn't. You just said you don't eat cereal.
After I was at your mom's house, you didn't let me finish.
Eating all Pat cereal.
For God's sakes, I didn't say anything about your trunk. I left the trunk alone, and this is how I get repaid. No more loyalty. No loyalty.
I had some fun in that trunk.
Shut up!
No hopelessness in there.
Got that?
Yes.
Let's take a break. It was around this time, Friday, we were talking about how the price of legal marijuana in the state of New York is going down.
Yeah.
And we'll recap all that real quick because we got a phone call that came out of nowhere where a guy talked about where he still gets his marijuana. And we had asked, do these places still exist?
Mm-hmm.
Turns out they do. It was just a few hours after we had this discussion, Grease Police made an announcement. Although these still exist, Kimmy, based on this story, it seems they have changed the way they are selling.
Yeah, because the way they describe this isn't the ones like the ones that were selling it illegally. I don't think that's how those other places were doing it.
And we'll get into it next here in the break room on CMF.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A perfect story to help us explain something we discussed around this time on Friday.
Okay.
Because this exact question came up when talking about a change in legal marijuana. And it turns out, based on this story, and a few Facebook messages we got, these places not only still exist, they're still selling.
Yeah.
Just not the way we're accustomed to. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. If you have not yet, we invite you to log on.
Yeah.
The Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, and Twitch. You can watch our live stream. It is up. It is going.
Watch us talk.
That's right, man. We're talking, and you can see our mouths moving. The Break Room, WCMF, on YouTube or Twitch, The Break Room, WCMF. And again, we appreciate you watching, subscribing, liking, all that stuff, because according to management.
Yeah, what are they saying?
Corporate. When people are watching and subscribing, we know you got a quality program. They can listen to it.
Yeah.
But we're gonna check the YouTube. We know on the YouTube we got a quality program. So check that out. The Break Room, WCMF, on YouTube and Twitch. So, Tommy, it was around this time Friday.
Yeah.
We were talking about how the prices of legal marijuana in the state of New York are coming down.
Yeah, look at that.
On the whole, legal marijuana from dispensaries is about 15% less expensive this year compared to last year. And the state says it's because of competition. More dispensaries are opening. Yeah. They want your business. Bing, bang, boom. And in this discussion, we were trying to figure out if the folks who didn't want to pay taxes when marijuana first became legal, and there were a lot of them.
Yeah, the sales tax. Yeah.
You got it. Had finally come around to buying it legally. So we had asked that question, and in doing so, we got this phone call.
I still buy from like a underground dispensary, like a front. And they've got a full menu, all that stuff. They're knowledgeable, all that stuff, and it's way cheaper. But I'll go to the dispensary for, like, the special stuff, like the drinks or the different candies or all the different kind of edibles they have.
So he went on to say, Kimmy, that he saves about 50%.
50%?
Is that what he said? Yeah, he said it was significantly cheaper. Yeah.
There you go. And we hadn't heard one of those stories in a long time.
Yeah.
Not since the state had started cracking down, because they did crack down. Right? Like, they went after hard these places that were selling without a license. They confiscated all their stuff. They took all their money. Well, wouldn't you know?
What happened?
Later on Friday,
the
Grease police say they executed a search warrant at a mini mart on Dewey Avenue in Grease.
Ooh.
And during that search, they say they seized a large amount of cannabis.
Damn.
Now, first of all, the police didn't have a license. Second of all, existing in Greece, it would make it impossible for them to have a license because Greece is one of the towns that passed on it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the funniest things about this story,
one
of the news stations took a video. The place must be right over the Greece line from the city.
Okay.
Because, like, you could, they had in the frame was welcome to Greece, like a wonderful place to live.
Oh.
And then the cops taking all of the alleged marijuana out of the store. Okay.
Yeah.
So, this arrest came, or the search warrant came, excuse me, following complaints that this store had been selling marijuana. The state has been closed. It takes all that they found, and it's not great for this place.
Yeah.
And it seems this place, Kimmy, was operating a little more covertly than ones we've seen in the past.
That is what they made it sound like, and I'm just thinking, I mean, I've only been to one of the like the illegal ones that were selling, and it was still like a smoke shop. Like, it wasn't disguised as something else. Do you know what I mean? Like, you walked in and you were going to get all the same stuff you would in like a smoke shop and then some. But like, I never, if there were other ones that were, you know, advertising like a different type of business and you went in the back, and I never experienced that.
Okay, so with all that,
yeah,
we got a Facebook message also on Friday later in the day from a guy named Brian. He must have been listening on the podcast or watching on YouTube. Brian wrote us, quote, I don't buy from dispensaries. There is a gas station I know that sells me what I need. They don't advertise it, and they don't have it out. But if you ask for it, they'll go get it for you and sell it. The only thing that isn't cool is the price is different every week. It's very possible if the allegations are true. Brian was describing the exact place that was raided on Friday.
It could have been. But he said a gas station?
He said it's a gas station. And he says, quote, sells me what I need. So, these places are still selling illegally. They're just not letting people know out front.
Yeah.
They're selling illegally.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. How do you secretly sell illegal marijuana?
Yeah, how do you get the word out?
All word of mouth.
Okay.
Then, right?
All right.
Because nobody would walk in there expecting to find something like that.
You got it. But here's the problem with word of mouth, Kimmy. And again, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Eventually, the word in mouths.
Ears.
Yeah, wrong ears to hear word of mouth.
Yeah,
right?
Eventually it's going to get around.
Exactly. Which will then end your covert marijuana sales operation.
True.
Then come the customers. If someone were to come into your covert marijuana shop that also has gas or a convenience store, how do you trust them?
Oh, who are you selling to?
Yeah.
You can't, really.
What do you have to see from somebody to let you know they're not there to take you down? Because we know that the state runs sting operations at places like this, or they did. And let's be real, Tommy. It's not like now you can look at someone who wants to buy cannabis and know whether or not they're a cop.
No, you can't. I mean, you could back in the day, but I'm talking way back in the day what people look like.
You couldn't even then. You just thought you could.
Yeah, you could.
No, Frank, literally in the last discussion, he's 78 years old.
You don't know what Frank looked like 50 years ago. He was far out, Frank.
Oh, was he?
He was groovy, man.
So he didn't have friends that could come up with good nicknames.
No.
When he was a kid. I mean, it kind of feels like even doing this covertly.
But you're really not covert.
Yeah.
To your point.
Yeah.
If everybody's in and out buying your stuff.
It's an oddly busy mini mart.
Right? Well, yeah. I guess every mini mart. I don't know. Like the whole thing, like it goes back to this idea of the state lets you get away with it for a long time because they weren't set up. And you know I'm not pro the man.
Yeah.
But when you're measuring risk versus reward right now, the risk far outweighs the reward of doing something.
But think of all the cash you're making that's under the table. Yeah. And it has to be an all cash business, right?
Okay.
Man, you might be doubling what you make on your store.
We have seen stories.
Yeah.
Going down that road of stores that were raided that lost millions in cash and product that the state took from them. So, hey, pretty sweet, till it all gets taken away.
Well, that's the way it usually goes, you know.
And it's not like it just gets taken away and that's the end of it. You're also going to face charges.
Yeah,
the legitimate business that you were owning. So, like, for example, this business in Greece, again, 252-WCMF, a mini mart in the town of Greece was raided. Police say they found a large amount of cannabis, and that came following complaints that they were selling it there. They have to reapply to open up their shop.
Well, even if they... They're probably just done.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, you also lost your ability to make a living selling things.
What a ride, baby.
But how long did it go? What did you make? Like, unless...
I don't know.
Unless there are people that have figured out a way to take that cash, get it the hell out of there, hide it from whomever is going to come get it.
Well, yeah, that's what you would have to do, right? You'd have to stash it for your family because you're going to jail.
But where are you stashing it? Okay, I hope my family can enjoy it. And maybe if you don't go to jail, if you don't have the money...
Yeah.
I mean, you know... You do have to do taxes eventually. They're going to figure this stuff out. Like, people love to think they can outsmart the federal government. How many comics did we know?
All of them.
Busted for tax evasion.
Yeah, nobody paid taxes.
Exactly. The one thing that is a little strange about this story in Greece, so it says that the mini mart accused of selling illegally was busted because someone complained they were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Who's complaining?
So somebody narc.
Could just be a regular customer that didn't like it.
Yeah, give me an uptight narc.
Okay. But like I would understand like the state.
Like you said, it would only take one person to be offended.
Children come
it.
In here and go, yeah, yeah. My children here, you got drugs going on.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, they talk like this.
Like if this was like an undercover buy and it got popped, that makes sense.
But it came in from a complaint.
Yes, at least according to the police.
Yeah, this is a
mom. But I would think that's why you run the risk of having a business like this as a front, because you're going to get you're getting every person walking in and out of that place. Whereas if it's somewhere that looks like a smoke shop, you're getting a different type of customer. You're not getting a wide range of people walking in and out like you would a mini mart.
Yeah, but I would also assume, Kimmy, that if they're looking for places that do this, the smoke shop is way more of a, It's less of a front, right? Like, I'm more likely to believe. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like, talking about the person that complained, according to police, that popped this place for allegedly selling illegal marijuana in Greece. It's a weird side-by-side right now.
What's that?
You have the town supervisor of Henrietta last week singing the praises of legal pot.
Yeah.
Saying that they're going to be able to lower property taxes with the money they've made. Meanwhile, in Greece, it's still illegal, and complaints got this mini-mart shut down. And I get the legality of it. I understand.
Yeah.
Fine. Like, I'm not saying don't report it if it bothers you. But it is weird that people are going out of their way in one town to get this place shuttered, while the town supervisor of another town is looking and saying, look at all of all the good this has done for
us. Singing the praises.
Everybody is benefiting it. Like, those towns are 5 miles, 10 miles from each other. It's very, very strange. This ain't Arkansas and New York, right? This ain't Canada and Mexico. This is Greece and Henrietta.
Yeah, two different attitudes completely.
Very strange. And it's entirely possible there's a whole bunch of people that go from Greece to Henrietta and Henrietta to Greece and vice versa.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the whole thing's weird. It's a very weird time.
Yeah, it'll shake out.
Do you think some guys prefer to go into the illegal places because they feel cool?
Absolutely. I could see guys bragging about it.
Like, they feel like they're on the inside. Like, they know, you know, how they know the ins, and they got a guy.
They're cool. They're tough.
Okay, but
yeah, they take you into like this back room, but like, you got to know what you're doing and what to ask for.
Okay, I get where you're coming from, but it becomes less cool, Kimmy, when I can just legally buy it over here.
They don't see it like that, though. The guys that brag about that never see that.
No, but this is the good stuff.
Yeah. That's another thing. Yeah, you're getting the lame stuff. I'm getting the real city drugs.
No, but let me ask you.
Fresh city drugs.
I just know people that would brag about it.
Right, yeah, so do we. They don't even do it, but I can see them doing it.
Let's say you're a guy that loves a good cut of meat.
Yeah.
And you go to Skip's Meat Market.
Yeah.
Right? Name whatever place you're in. You go get a good cut of meat. And then you meet a guy, go, you go to Skip's? Looks around.
What do you got?
I go to a gas station. They ain't got money. They ain't got the permits to cut up meat, but he's got a place in the back. Best meat you ever had in your life. You know, you got to know a guy.
Yeah.
That guy's not cool.
In his head, he is cool.
But no, nobody listening to that story would be like, wow.
My brother buys
black market meat.
My brother buys fish every week on a Thursday from a guy out of his pickup truck in Florida.
Okay.
Florida's really known for fish.
Sure.
Get fish all over the place. But he still goes to this guy. He's been going there for 20 years. He'll tell me about it. He goes, yeah, Ted. I get all my fish from Ted.
He's on the inside.
Yes.
But I assume that's because he was cheap. He doesn't.
Not everybody has a Ted pet.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is cheap, but he doesn't want to say he's cheap. He gets it from Ted.
Okay.
Ted knows his stuff.
All right.
I don't even know if this guy is licensed to sell seafood.
Of course he's not licensed to sell seafood.
Not.
What license do you get selling out of a pickup truck?
I mean, my brother could be full of worms at this point. By the way, he drags his ass on the carpet.
If you have to ask this question, the answer is always no.
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. I'm going to ask you guys a very important question.
Go ahead.
Are you ready? Does the name Buddy Velastro mean anything to you?
No.
Kimmy?
No, I think I had to remember a buddy.
Oh, you remember?
Velastro?
Buddy Velastro.
No.
Buddy Velastro is the cake boss.
Oh, the TV show? Okay. Yep. Is that a Netflix show or something like that?
TLC. Was on.
Yeah. It was on TLC. Right.
Yeah, you got it.
Maybe they moved it.
I've never seen an episode.
All right. Okay. So for years and years and years, even if you hadn't seen an episode, you're familiar with the cake boss.
Yeah.
For those who have never seen it.
They're out of Jersey, I think.
You got it. And the reality show was all about him, the most successful cake builder in like the greater New York area, and his family that ran this bakery, and they're a typical Italian family. Yeah. So like things get out of control.
Yeah.
Akumi Sakam. Yeah. Buddy Velastro, the cake boss, is in the news this morning.
Mm.
After getting arrested for an alleged DWI.
Oh.
Thursday morning.
Got into the rum balls, huh?
Police say he was arrested Thursday morning for an alleged DWI. He was pulled over around 1 a.m. on 10th Avenue in New York City, driving his 2014 yellow Corvette.
All right, so cake's paying well.
Seems like it is. But that's none of this is funny.
All right.
Until we get to the interaction between the cake boss and the police. According to the prosecutor, the cake boss told cops during his arrest, quote, I had a couple of drinks. You can't arrest me. I'm the cake boss.
Well, he drops it right in front of him.
Am I? Didn't he Did he get in trouble for this before?
I do feel like that we've heard this story before, unless there's another cake-related DWI that I'm thinking of.
I know he got in trouble for something, but I thought it was drinking and driving, but maybe not.
Now, he says, I am the cake boss.
I am the
cuckoo, cuckoo, ca-choo.
The quote, yeah. You can't arrest me. I'm the cake boss. He went on to say, quote, I'm a good guy. Can't you just put me in a cab? I don't have to be arrested. I'm not a bad guy.
I'm a good person. I make cake.
So he released a statement to ABC News.
Yeah.
The cake boss, after his 1 o'clock DWI New York City, released a statement to ABC News saying, quote, to all my family, friends, fans, and supporters, please know I want to share and explain to you what happened, and I look forward to doing so at a later date. I appreciate your support and understanding as we handle things privately as a family.
It always amazes me when you write all that out. Why don't you just tell me what happened?
Kind of already know what happened, right? I mean, like, unless they were wrong and we get the toxicology reports.
I haven't worked on my story yet.
What does he think he's going to come out and say where people are like, oh, I get it.
Got a cake boss.
I was driving with the window open and somebody shot a can of whiskey in my mouth. What am I supposed to do? All right. Is cake boss, because this was a monster show for a long time.
It was.
Right? Is that a level of celebrity where you would understand a cop letting them walk on?
No, of course not.
So if you found out the cake boss was let off for a DWI because of a celebrity, that would bother you.
Yeah.
Is there a level of celebrity where if you found out they were pulled over for a DWI, put in a cab and sent home, you would be okay with it?
Well, it would have to be a level of celebrity where the cop already knew who you were. Like when they pulled somebody over.
Okay.
Like of an actual fame level.
Okay.
Like, I'm not even a fan, but I know who you are.
So you're just a household name.
Right. That's the level you would have to hit.
So who is that person where you are, I understand, letting them go, totally cool, I have no problem.
Okay, I'm not a fan, but I just know of these people.
Hit me with it.
It would have to be, like, let's take Lady Gaga. I mean, I
didn't think your mind was going to go there.
Well, first of all, her shoulders are sticking out of the car because she's wearing an enormous costume.
That would be a tough person to recognize because she always looks different.
Oh, good call. Good call.
She always looks. I don't actually know what she looks like.
Lady Gaga!
We're just seeing her in movies.
I guess.
All right, let's
see. Maybe without makeup, you might recognize.
Springsteen.
So Springsteen, which, by the way, remember, he was charged with arrested for drinking while on a motorcycle. Turns out
But if you tell me, like, Bruce Springsteen got let go, I get it. He's the boss, especially in Jersey.
So that wouldn't bother you at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially if you're a state celebrity also.
Oh, like
so that's your hometown.
Like you represent your state.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you would think if this were to happen, that would be the more likely scenario because you don't want your community to look bad.
Right.
Because this person, and you don't want everyone in your community to hate you. Mm-hmm. Not that it should happen. I don't know if there's any. It would still bother me. Kimmy, if you found out Taylor Swift was pulled over for a DWI 9 months ago and they put her in a cab and sent her home, would that bother you?
You know what? I think almost the bigger celebrity you are, the more it's going to bother people.
Oh.
Because then it makes you look completely untouchable.
Okay. Not to mention there's that argument people always make, like, how can you not afford someone to give you a ride home?
That too.
Drive you around.
Like, it is interesting, like, the level of celebrity, the expectation versus what actually happens. Because don't forget, last summer, Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah.
Who at one point was the biggest star on the planet, was arrested for a DWI. And the kid who pulled him over was so young, he didn't know who he was. There was that famous line. He was about to go on a tour, and he goes, this is going to ruin the tour. And the cop was like, what tour? And he looked at him and said, the world tour.
I'm always amazed at like guys that even back in the day, that got arrested for, like, they didn't get a pass.
For example?
Mike Ditka. Who was at one point, like, after the 86 Bears and all that thing, he got arrested for drunk driving.
Where?
I forget where, but it was after he'd already had his, you know, he was a celebrity.
Yeah. That also makes a difference. I think you should get a pass if you get pulled over in the city you got famous in.
He may have gotten pulled over in Chicago.
Can you Google that story?
Yeah.
Because
he coached the Saints after that.
Oh, yeah, New Orleans.
Yeah.
Not that you should, but I'd understand.
No, I knew what you meant.
Yes, yes.
I just wanted to make sure
bad.
You were clear.
Yes.
So Johnny Carson, after I think right after he retired, He got arrested for drunk driving.
Really?
In his Corvette. Ooh. And I don't think there's a bigger celebrity at the time than Johnny Carson. Everybody knows who you are. You look like it.
Okay.
Looks like it was near Chicago.
Okay. So think about that Mike Ditka, the king. This is pre-Jordan, I think, really, right?
And that's even back in the day when, like, a lot of ones looked the other way.
Yeah.
So it was when he was 45.
That must have been pre 86 Bears.
No, I thought it was. I thought it was
October 15th, 1985.
Oh, all right. So,
you got me saying 86 Bears. Now it's the 85 Bears. 86 it happened during the season.
Yeah, and that was the season.
Oh my God!
In October.
So think of that.
Could you imagine today if an NFL coach mid-season was arrested for Adidas? That guy's fired tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And that guy won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And he was the toast of the town.
How is that not part of the 85 Bears? My dad played on that team, and I didn't know that story.
Yeah, but your dad knew how to pull a couple of moves. Your dad knew a couple of guys.
252 WCMF. We started this conversation. Buddy Velastro, better known as the Cake Boss on the TLC reality show, was arrested for a DWI Thursday morning. When pulled over, he told the police, quote, "I had a couple of drinks. You can't arrest me. I'm the Cake Boss."
That's such a thing a guy named Buddy would say, too. Because everybody I've ever met was an arrogant dick.
Do you look at him as arrogant for saying that?
Oh, absolutely.
Because he didn't say, "Do you know who I am?" He established who he was.
But your show is a joke. Like
I think you're forgetting how big it was.
Yeah,
at
no, she's
time.
Right.
I understand that. But 50 years ago, baking cakes didn't make you a celebrity.
But I think that's what makes you
it
more
made
of a celebrity.
You full of flour.
You made cakes famous. You made those.
I get it.
I don't know. Yeah. I kind of.
And, you know, it was like the Sopranos owned a bakery. Yeah. He had that kind of attitude.
Yeah.
By the way, I still think you're making cakes didn't make you famous takes bad. Betty Crocker. Ever heard of her?
By the way, busted big time in the 30s.
No kidding. For what?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say. Selling her buns.
You know who bought them?
Who?
Mike Ditka.
Mike likes a good bun.
He was four. It was a very sad story. Very deeply disturbing, sad story. No, I mean, I don't mean to sound like...
I mean, you're a low-end celebrity.
So did this
though.
Happen all the way back in 2014, too? Or is this a different...
No, I think he's been busted before.
But that would have been in the story, unless this is coming... unless it's now just coming to trial.
Unless there's two characters on the show that got popped.
Yeah, it says...
The date on this story is May 2nd, 2025. It said it happened last week. Unless something with this story is wrong.
Maybe, because there's an article from 2014...
where he got arrested for a DWI?
Was Betty Crocker's grandson.
And this is where he says, "You can't arrest me, I'm the Cake Boss."
All right, I don't know why it's coming back around again. Oh. All right, well, look, if we have made a mistake that he was accused of a DWI when it did not
happen.
And
that would have been
happen.
Like the height of the show, too.
I mean, I got pictures of him sitting with a cake that says 2025 on it. Well, I would like to deeply apologize to the Cake Boss if we have gotten this story wrong, because we don't want to hurt this guy's reputation.
At least I know that there's a Cake Boss and what he does.
I love how you try to play it off cool.
I would have never known that guy. If you told me Buddy so-and-so's down the hall, I would know what the hell you're talking about.
You would know him from the commercials, and you'd get, "Oh my God, you love reality TV like a
I
bitch.
Do.
You're bitch-ass reality TV loving-ass bitch."
Yeah, but I got to stay away from cake. Yeah. I got the high sugar.
Bro, your favorite show. I found out about Is It Cake from you.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the day you explained Is It Cake?
Yeah. I was blown away, man. I thought it was an actual bowling ball.
We sat here and we killed
it. And
then
I watched it and I got sucked into it, too.
One of the most popular shows in the world, Is It Cake? All right, let's take a break.